We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right. I want to hear this. As Clint Sterner is out, he'll be back in tomorrow. But Brandon Scott in for Clint, sportsradio610.com. You can find all his work there as he covers everything in Houston for us. All right, you switching sides on something? Some people call that flip-flopping. I'm not a big fan of the flip-flopping, especially if there is new evidence. If you get new evidence of things, then I'm cool with it because you get new evidence, you can change your stance. That's fair. But you're switching sides on something.
Yeah, more so than anything, it's just like I'm not saying with the conviction of, and this was about a month ago where I can remember I was saying, hey, they got to go offense. Like, I don't want to hear anything about anything else. They got to go offense. It's got to be offense. Offense, offense, offense with these first two picks in the draft, right? These two first-round picks.
2 and 12, right?
I felt like it was just really important for them to obviously get the quarterback. I didn't even feel like that was a discussion worth having. And then past that, I thought it was just as important to pair the quarterback with a weapon. I still feel that way, but here's what the new evidence I'll say is. With the Bears trading that pick from number one to number nine, and they are in a position to get possibly one of those top defensive players if they slide, okay? You know, a Tyree Wilson if he slides, a Jalen Carter if he slides, okay? I don't think Will Anderson's going to slide to number nine, but they could be there for a guy like that, or they could go get the guy who I feel like is the flavor of the month right now for Texans fans in Jaxon Smith-Njigba. Like, as much as people want to fantasize about the idea of pairing C.J. Stroud with Jaxon Smith-Njigba, or even, obviously, Bryce Young with Jaxon Smith-Njigba.
I've done it.
And I've done it, too. I've done a lot of it. But the Bears also have a former Ohio State quarterback who would like to be paired with Jaxon Smith-Njigba. And I don't think it would be totally out of the question for the Bears, a team that also, like, if you look at their wide receiving core, it looks just as pitiful as what the Texans have going on, or it's just as it leaves a lot to be desired as the Texans do. So I'm starting to think of the scenarios of, okay, what if the offensive players that I prefer are either not there or just not in play? Because, you know, I'm a Bijan Robinson guy. Most people aren't. They're like, don't draft a running back that high. And the Texans don't necessarily need a running back in that spot. That would be a waste of a pick. A lot of people think that. I don't. But if you're of that mind, you don't like Bijan Robinson at that spot. Jaxon Smith-Njigba possibly is not available. Then I am starting to be a little bit more interested in who are the edge rushers that will be available either around two or within a reasonable facsimile of two. Like, maybe if you're starting to look at 8 and 9 and you see that they're there and a guy that you're looking at offensively is off the board, maybe you want to trade up a couple of spots because you want to go get that difference maker. I, more than anything, than just wanting the weapon, I wanted that game-changing player. Mm-hmm. Okay, and I hate to be super generic like that. I like to be.
You're having a hard time finding that person being there.
Well, and if I want to be specific, I can go Jaxon Smith-Njigba. I can go Bijan Robinson. Those are the players that I have conviction in. I can tell you that. But I also got to be realistic in the idea that one might not be there, and B, the other one just might not fit what you're trying to do.
Yeah,
and
I don't want them to just draft offensive weapons just because they feel
right,
like they
want
to draft.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So, like, I don't have...
And I don't think Nick would do that.
And I don't have the conviction in, say, Jordan Addison that I do...
Oh, I'm good on that.
...that I do in a Jaxon Smith-Njigba.
And we know tight end is not a space they need to go now after they brought in Dalton Schultz.
Yeah, exactly. So now I got to at least start opening my mind to what the possibilities could be at that spot. And I'm like, okay, it might be best. And if we think that weapons could be available at 33, or that 33 and having 2 third-round picks is an asset that can bring you up and go get a weapon maybe in the later part of the first round, something like that, then I got to open my mind to the idea of number 12 being a defensive player if one is there. So we talk about Tyree Wilson and we talk about Will Anderson and Jalen Carter, those guys maybe not being there. But I'm more so open in my mind to, okay, what if Lucas Van Ness is there? Am I more open to that than I ever was? What if Miles Murphy is there? Am I more open to that than I ever was before.
See, I can get kind of nasty with Miles Murphy.
Yeah.
I can mess with that. But, like, if it's – who's that? Lucas, what, the guy from Iowa that couldn't start?
Yeah.
If it's that – if that's what I'm in the round of looking at, like, I'd rather trade up to go get that cat. I'd, like, trade up to go get Smith and Jigba than to do that. Now, if somebody goes up and gets him and it's kind of out of reach and it don't make sense, I don't want you to just do something crazy just to go get him. But, boy, man.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.